My name is Edward Albert Rousseau. Been called Eddie for most of my life back home in Upper Michigan where I grew up. I was born up there in 1939, and along with my sister, was born a year later. We lived in a little logging town that was named after my grandfather. It was originally called Hubble's Mill, and then Rubicon, and then finally Rousseau, after Edward Rousseau. My grandfather, who was born in 1858 in Quebec, came to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan as a surveyor for the Canadian Pacific Railroad when they built the Soo Line, and he decided to stay there and prove up a homestead and harvest the big pine logs and start a little logging business. My grandmother soon followed him, and the settlement grew in the western or southwestern end of Ontonagon County and the western end of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. A few years later, of course, their children were born, and they had five sons, one of them being my father, Albert Joseph Rousseau, born in 1898. He had a twin sister who died at birth. Grandma Rousseau named all the sons for kings, and had the middle name for all of them, Joseph, for some reason. The logging business grew, the little settlement or town around it grew, many little farms sprung up after the loggers had taken the big logs, and the people came in and cleared the land and started little farms, cattle, and so on. And in the town itself, there was a store, a post office, a hotel, and a bar, and some other buildings, and a one-room school, which all my dad and my uncles all went to, and which I would have gone to, except that that little school closed in 1944. After my birth, we moved to that little town of Rousseau and stayed in the empty bar hotel that my mother fashioned so into living quarters and changed my diapers on the bar. She said it was real convenient to do that. Our little house was being built during that time across the street from that bar. And we lived there until I was 4 years old and the local school, the one-room school, closed, and we moved to the little town of Mass City where I went to school and lived. I had thought some years ago that I needed to get the history of this settlement. My uncles and my dad had passed away numbers of years ago, grandparents long gone. And so finally I said, I've got to interview somebody. And I found two people, two wonderful people who grew up there in the early years in the 1900s. Wilho Bill Frisk was one, and Sylvia Millimackey, married to a gentleman named Charles Savary, who also grew up there in Rousseau. And so I had a chance to interview them. And so following this little introduction, you will have the interviews of Wilho Frisk, done by me, and of Sylvia Millimackey, done by me, in two parts. First, with her voice recording when I asked questions, and second, where I played both voices. And she had sent me some information that she had forgotten in our interview that her daughter-in-law typed up for her and sent to me. And so there's two parts to Sylvia's interview, the second part being me asking questions and actually answering them on her behalf. I would hope that those of you who grew up in that area or grew up in Rousseau or are descendants of those that grew up there like I am would enjoy some of this rich history that these people come out with in these interviews, bring back memories, and perhaps bring back and reinforce some of the culture that was there in that time with people settling as they came from, as my dad used to call it, old country. So at this point, we'll continue with the interviews of Wilho Bill Frisk and Sylvia Millimackey Savary.